Welcome to the Hawley Baptist Church podcast, bringing you into a community in which everyone is welcome, lives are changing, and Jesus is King. Thanks for listening with us today. We would invite you to subscribe so you can keep up to date with us. But for now, we pray you enjoy listening to what God has in store for you in this episode, and that it helps change your life for the better. In Jesus' name, enjoy.
Well, good morning and welcome to Hawley Baptist Church Online. It's great to have you with us, whether you're listening today, live, Sunday the 29th. Thank you, Anna. The 29th of December, or whether you're listening via a podcast or catching up on YouTube. It's just great to have you with us. Coming up?
Yeah. So coming up, we have Helen talking through a standalone sermon today called Living on Leftovers. So
yeah, interesting title.
Yeah.
And I guess it's all about Christmas is over, or is it? Are there lessons to be learnt from Christmas that we can take into the new year? Is there something from the Christmas story that perhaps isn't a leftover, but it's something we can take with? So stay tuned for that.
And I hope that you have had a lovely Christmas. I hope it's been wonderful, filled with joy, love, maybe even a few mince pies or a few too many mince pies. Or maybe at least I hope that you've been able to find some peace over what can for many be a really challenging time. I hope you've managed to find peace in it all. But today we find ourselves in that very peculiar week, when no one knows what day it is. Well done for remembering it's Sunday. I only just did, because everything is slightly thrown out of whack. But I want to ask you a question. Now, this is very true in my house currently, but are you living on leftovers? Hands up who has eaten turkey most days this week. That's what I like to see. Who's still going through Christmas chocolates and Turkish delight and nuts and those sorts of things? That's what I like to see. Because when we talk about living on leftovers, we do often think, and we reimagine them in different ways. Mum does this great turkey ring that I gather someone else was cooking this week as well, with croissant dough and leftover turkey and cranberries. It's delightful. And that is exactly what many of you will think of. When I say living on leftovers, you'll think turkey sandwiches and reheated Christmas pudding, which I think Dad used to fry up or something. I don't understand. My sister regularly says that those leftover picky teas are like the highlight of food at Christmas. You go, oh, Kate, what do you want to eat over Christmas? As long as we have that meal with all the leftovers and all the meats and everything, that one, which is hilarious because she's a vegan. However, I'm not just talking about the food that we eat. We have been living on that high of Jesus being born. When our faith, are we living on leftovers? Are we settling for scraps, or are we feeding on the fullness of what God has given us in Jesus? And there's a part of the Christmas story that we all know really well. Well, many of us will know very well. Which we've read many times over the last few weeks from Luke in chapter 2. It's talking about the shepherds. And it says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is what happens immediately after Christmas, maybe a few days after Christmas, where we now find ourselves. The shepherds had just witnessed the greatest event in human history, the birth of Jesus, the saviour of the world. They didn't go back to their fields going, well, that was a nice day trip, wasn't it? Oh, I quite enjoyed that. Get it back to business as usual. No, far from it. They were filled with joy and glorifying and praising God. And they carried that excitement of Christmas with them, and it fueled their faith. How many of us are now going, ah, Christmas is done? I've got friends who have already taken down all of their Christmas decorations. You would never know that Christmas had just happened. They're like, oh, cool, that's done. Let's move on. Is that the same for us? Christmas is over. Gifts have been opened and the decorations will soon come down, if not already for many. Are we also packing away the wonder of Jesus' birth along with the tinsels and the fairy lights? Or are we allowing that miracle of Christmas to sustain us and to continue with us and to carry us forwards in our faith and our hope? Christmas isn't just a one-day thing. It's not even a 25-day thing from Advent. It's a feast for our souls that can sustain us all year long, all life long. There's a passage in John, which is one of the books that talks about Jesus's life. And in chapter 6, it says, or Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never grow hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And now I love bread. I'm not going to lie. I've eaten far too much bread. You know that part-baked bread that you put in the oven for 10 minutes and then you melt too much butter on it? But I think, oh, I'm never going to be hungry again. And then give it an hour and a half and I'm going, oh, bit peckish. What shall I have? But that is not the case with Jesus. That is not the bread that he is talking about. Because the birth of Jesus isn't just a historical event to remember. It's a living reality still now. Christ came to be our daily bread, the source of life that keeps going. That doesn't mean you have a little bit in the morning and then a little bit in. No, every day, all day. And when we truly grasp that significance of Christmas, we realize that it is enough to fuel our faith all the way to Easter and hopefully beyond. In Luke, after Jesus has died and come back to life, spoiler alert for those of you who don't, that's Easter, come back then to find out more. Jesus dies, comes back to life. And we read on a journey that Jesus was on, there was a couple of disciples that said, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? And actually, they re-met Jesus on this road. And actually, that encounter with the risen Christ reignited their faith. The spark had gone. But the spark began in Bethlehem. The joy of Christmas is the beginning of a journey that leads us all the way to the cross and then to the resurrection. Because it's so easy to fall into that trap of living on leftovers, but not the Brussels sprouts. We rely on the spiritual high of Christmas services, carols, nativity plays. I've got a four-year-old and I think his nativity play from this year is going to keep me going for a long time. But for many of us, when January rolls around, maybe even now, we feel a bit spiritually dry because Christmas has been ticked off. That exciting bit has gone. But Jesus doesn't want us to be living on scraps. And now very quickly, as beautifully links into this, and it weirdly wasn't actually planned, we're just going to watch a brief video about what we're going to be looking at in January around this exact thing that Christmas is done. And actually, was that it? What happens next? So let's have a look at this video and see what we're going to be looking at from January.
Christmas. It's a season full of hope, joy, and expectations. And for weeks we prepare, we celebrate, we gather with friends and family. But sometimes when the lights come down and the decorations are packed away, we're left wondering, was that it? In our January teaching series, we'll explore how to handle life's inevitable disappointments with faith and resilience. From missed opportunities to shattered expectations, the Bible is full of stories of people who face letdowns, both big and small. Together, we'll discover how to find hope in God when life doesn't go as planned, learning how to respond to setbacks, manage unmet expectations, and see beyond our immediate circumstances to the greater work God is doing. Disappointment, it's a part of life. But together we'll see that it isn't the end of the story. is an invitation to trust in God's bigger picture.
Jesus doesn't want us to be living on scraps. He offers us living water, a relationship with him that refreshes every day. So when those disappointments roll around, we have something to rely on. We have that hope that we know in Jesus. In John, there's another encounter with Jesus. There is a lady at a well drawing water. And Jesus says to her, "Whoever drinks this water from the well will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And that's Christmas. That's what Christmas is all about. God's gift of eternal life through his son. It's not a one-time meal or even a one-week meal, as it may feel, but it's an unending feast. Are we drinking from that well? Are we trying to scrape by on the leftovers of Wednesday's celebrations? So, but how do we actually do that? Because Christmas is exciting. And actually, we go back to, for many of us, quite a normal life. There's no such thing as a normal life, let's be honest. But for many people, life can feel a bit mundane. It can feel a bit repetitive. Like, I love my Christmas. I mean, I know everyone thinks that their family has got Christmas sorted, but I actually think we've had the perfect Christmas. My sister is down suddenly somewhere in the building with her family. We all move into mum and dad's and it's great. I go home this afternoon and life goes back to normal. My sister goes home tomorrow and life goes back to normal. But Jesus is still here. That excitement of Jesus can still be here. But how do we keep that going as that mundanity of life, as it often feels, comes back in? Well, we're going to look back at that reading from the beginning, where the shepherds went back to their lives. So here it's a proper Baptist church. We've got three very quick points. They don't all start with the same letter, though, so, you know, don't tell Martin. Number one, we've got to treasure and ponder. Just like Mary, take the time to treasure and ponder the significance of Christ's birth. Spend time in his word, reflecting on his incredible love for us. When we think about something deep, it affects us deeply. Number two, share the good news. The shepherds didn't go home and go, "Cool, that was fun," and keep it to themselves. No, they spread the word. Their excitement was contagious. So think about maybe this week, who can you share that excitement and that hope that Christmas offers us? When someone goes, "Ah, back to life," you can go, "Yeah, but it's a good one, isn't it? Because Jesus is here because of Christmas." And the third thing is to live in worship. The shepherds returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God. Worship isn't just this thing that we do here on a Sunday morning or whenever you're watching on demand. But actually, the shepherds return to their fields, glorifying and praising God. So let us let the joy of Christmas inspire you to live each day with gratitude and praise. So as we stand on the threshold of a new year, let's not settle for spiritual leftovers. But let's feast on the fullness of what Christmas offers us. The knowledge that God is with us, that he loves us, and that he has a plan to redeem and restore us. Let's carry that excitement of Christ's birth into the weeks and months ahead, allowing it to sustain us until we gather again to celebrate his resurrection at Easter. So I ask again, are you living on leftovers, or are you feasting on the fullness of God, feasting on the bread of life, not just that great part-baked bread we get at Christmas? So let's choose to feast and live in the joy of hope of Christmas every day. But I know for many of us, going back to that mundanity of life is going to be super hard. It's been great. I've had fun. But I've got to go to work tomorrow, in fact. Life can be a little bit dull. Life can be a bit hard. But that saviour that we have at Christmas is that same saviour that is with us through the year. So we're just going to stop and pause and listen to a song as our reflection. As we think about, are you lifting on leftovers or are you feasting on the bread of life? As we move into what may be a great new year, there may be things that are making you nervous about it. So let's listen to this.
Welcome back. I should have said earlier on, this is Anna.
And,
and I'm Neil. I've got some introductions at the beginning. Thank you to Helen. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you took something away from that. And if I was going to ask you one thing that maybe you picked up from what Helen said.
Yeah, I think for me, the one thing I've been reflecting on most of the sort of the last few weeks anyway, since prior to sort of, you know, Christmas Day, is the story of Mary reflecting and pondering. And I think Helen's really sort of reiterated that today, that it's really important to continue to ponder and treasure up everything that's the Christmas story is about and take that with you every day. I think that, you know, you have to have that in your heart.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I've got to say, if you'd asked me the same question, I would have given you the same answer. I tend to be, at least I think I am, a fairly active person. Mm-hmm. Always like to be doing something.
Yeah.
I don't sit around thinking very much.
It's hard to do, isn't it?
I'm not
busy.
Not really a thinking type person. but perhaps this, yeah, the beginning, post-Christmas and as the new year starts, this is a really good time just to sit and think and understand what God has given us and what the Christmas story really means.
Definitely.
I don't know.
And it's making time to do that, isn't it? I think you have to, each day, giving yourself that time to reflect and treasure.
Yeah, yeah. And as life, as Helen says, as life goes back to normal, whatever your normal is, it is maybe just carving out that little bit of time just to reflect on, the Christmas story, but then what it means and then maybe share it with others.
Exactly.
We've hoped you've enjoyed. This is our last online service of the year. Yeah. We really hope you've enjoyed the messages. You can catch them all up on YouTube and the podcast. If you've got any questions, please feel free to email us at gotquestions@hawleybaptist.org.uk. It's on the screen. And we'd love to hear from you. So anything from what's been said today or previously, or if you just got questions generally around faith issues, then don't hesitate to email us at that email address and someone will come back to you.
That was today's episode of the Hawley Baptist Church podcast. We hope this prompted you to want to follow Jesus even just a little bit more closely. If you have any questions about what you've heard in today's episode or you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus, you can email us at gotquestions@hawleybaptist.org.uk. We would love to hear from you. It would really make our day. If you want to hear more from us, just a reminder that you can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You can access that and our YouTube channel by heading to hawleybaptist.org.uk/media. Thank you again for listening to the Hawley Baptist Church podcast. We pray God will bless you and we will see you next time.